next Saturday week.
Saturday week, yeah, for Champa League. Just on that, you got the Storms in Brisbane?
Not as much as the Gold Coast got. We got a little bit of rain here this morning, which probably just took the edge off the tracks, but wasn't as much as what they got at the Gold Coast.
Okay. You mentioned she's a bit of a fragile one. Do you give a sort of one? Do you wait and see what happens in that first run before you decide on another?
Well, the good thing is I'm not pressured to have to run her to get in the race. You know, yeah. I can just sort of run her in the Callaway go and just take each race as it comes, you know. And she's not the sort of field I could easily leave her a month between runs if I had to. So I'll probably know more after the Callaway Gal whether I give her another run or just go straight to Magic Millions.
It's all right when you get that 40,000 straight in, isn't it? It takes that pressure off.
Well, it does help a bit. It does help a bit, particularly if you know with a horse like her where you'd rather just pick and choose where and when you run her.
Yeah, exactly. The other one, ours to keep, we saw back at Doomben back in the start of October, and she led all the way and was really dominant that day. Did you give her or give him a little bit of a tip out?
He had his first jump out back. He's a big, gross colt. He's still well above himself. He ran third in a heat here this morning, only beat a short margin, but he only went for a soft gallop. Daniel Brown come down and rode all of them, all my 4 2-year-olds, and he was happy with the way he went, the way he pulled up.
Okay. Damien's ridden both of these. Is he telling you which one he'd prefer?
No. He's keeping that pretty close to his chest. So,
most jockeys do, don't they?
Yeah. So, at the end of the day, he'll ride them both there on the 17th and work it out after that, I would suggest.
Yeah. Are they two different types?
Very much so. Yeah. Very much so. As I said before, the filly, you know, she's a bit of a... She's just very athletic. You don't need to do a lot with her. Whereas the colt, he's a very relaxed, laid-back, casual sort of horse. Quite a gross type of horse. So he's probably going to need a couple more runs more so than the filly.
Yeah, understand. Well, it's exciting times. You mentioned you had a couple of other trialers this morning. Are they potential Magic Millions or not?
Yeah, they're both Magic Million horses, and they're nominated for Saturday. I'll know more after this morning whether I run them or where I go with them.
Okay, what are their names, Chris?
St. Patrick's Day in Washington Street.
Okay, righto. So we'll watch for those. They're nominated Saturday, and it'll just see how they come out of them.
Yeah. I'll see how they trial this morning, and how they come out of this trial.
Okay. Oh, they haven't gone around yet.
Those two haven't. Oh, one. Right. Sorry, St. Patrick's Day. Yeah, he just won his trial. And just watching the second bloke.
Yeah, the one. Okay. Mate, we won't hold you up given that. I really thank you for taking our call. It's an exciting time, Chris, isn't it? You've been there as a jockey, but now to be a trainer, you just want these two-year-olds to stay together and get to the big race.
Well, it is. I mean, the two-year-olds, they're great. You know, they're very honest. They just go out there. They love to race and they enjoy themselves. They're a pleasure to train and work with.
Yeah, no, they are for sure. Hey, mate, good luck. I'll let you get back and watch that trial.
Good on you, Andrew. Thanks, mate.
Thanks, Chris. Chris Munch joining us there. The two-year-old market at the moment is down, simply down because there's a few two-year-olds that are trialling this morning out at Rose Hill. The TAB have got a market open for the Magic Millions three-year-old. Winning Rupert after its dominant win on Saturday is the $3 favourite. Global Glamour, I mentioned, is down to barrier trial next Tuesday at Randwick. It's the second pick at $4.40 in that race. And then Speedy Orr at $7, Nickelance at $11. That market opened yesterday. So if you fancy something in the Magic Millions three-year-old race on January 14, that market is available at tab.com.au. Right now, as we speak, the two-year-old is suspended due to these horses trialling out at Rose Hill. A break and then we'll get some winners for the day.
Live racing is now available at tasracing.com.au. Every Tasmanian race day, all three codes, available on your desktop, tablet and mobile, absolutely free. Live racing at tasracing.com.au.
There's nothing like summer greyhound racing, and Wentworth Park has it all.
Lovelace hitting the lead, and Lovelace just a little too strong.
Saturday morning at 10:45, don't miss Tim Newbold's Summer Cup Final Preview. Then Saturday night comes all the cup action
right here on Sky Sports Radio.
At the new look Queensland Summer Racing Carnival, 34 times Group 1 winning superstar Michael Rodd returns from 12 months of Singapore success. As you heard earlier on the program, he's ridden 4 Group 1s in Singapore this year. And he's going to don the blue silks representing New South Wales in the Origin Jockey Series. on Saturday. See Rod square off against South Australian champ Kieran McAvoy, New Zealand legend Michael Walker, and of course representing New South Wales with Michael Rod is Tim Clark.
Sky Sports Radio has New South Wales country racing covered.
This Saturday,
the Godolphin Cootamundra Cup lights up the Southern District.
Don't miss Cootamundra Cup Day
on Sky Sports Radio.
Celebrate Christmas with Bingley's 24 days of hot Christmas deals. The latest online catalogue is out now and is jam-packed with bargains. So head into a Bingley store or online at bingley.com.au and grab a deal during Bingley's 24 days of hot Christmas deals.
Celebrating the best New South Wales racing, Sky Sports Radio.
Anthony Collins is now joining us with the very latest on our lone New South Wales meeting today at Taree, and it's pretty high in humidity there, Anthony.
Yes, there's a fair bit of cloud around here. I believe they had a fog this morning and potentially a few showers throughout the day, but nevertheless, a very strong eight-event card at Taree today, and let's see if we can find you a winner.
Yeah, first at 1:15, and the threat of a thunderstorm, but hopefully later in the day rather than early. Where's your best?
Unfortunately, it's in the last race, so we're going to have to wait around to race number eight. I do fancy the top weight here, Cash 10. Look, it's had the four starts. It's finished in the top three in each of those, and they've been at Scone and Muswellbrook. It raced away by 3.3 at Scone over 1,300 last start after sitting on the pace from a similar gate that it's drawn here today in alley number five. It's a three-year-old by Smart Missile, which is prepared down there. It's Scone by Paul Massara and Aaron Bullock's on. So, and there's a significant move on the fixed price boards already on tab.com.au, $2.50 into $2.20. So what I would suggest you do is go and snatch up that $2.20 at the moment, because I don't think it'll last long. Race 8, number 1, Cash 10 is the best at Taree.
Righto. Race 8, number 1 for Paul Massara and Aaron Bullock. The first at 1:15 today. Good calling to you, Anthony.
Look forward to it. Thanks, Andrew. And, of course, 12:53 with the late mail and all of the latest.
OK, just after 12:50 with there. Mark Hutter's joining us to look at Wangaratta down in Victoria. Morning to you, Mark.
Morning, Andrew.
What have we got for Wangaratta? We're on, well, it's apart from 30 metres, it's a good four. A section between the 420 and the 390s, a soft five. That's only 30-odd metres. So I think we can generally work on a good four.
Yeah, good four. There's no sign of rain here. It should dry out during the day.
Okay. What's your best there, mate?
Look, I think the best is race 4, number 7, Bargeel. I think it's a good thing. And our each-way bet is race 8, number 2, Elzinger. Firstly, race 4, number 7, Bargeel. Look, this isn't favourite at the moment. I'll be very surprised if it doesn't run favourite come race time. It resumes from a spell. Its last start, fourth, was behind Captain Duffy, which is obviously enormous form for a maiden here. It's had a couple of jump outs recently. It hasn't had the blinkers on, which it gets on here for the first time race day. It's been gelded. It's trialled well. The favourite in this race at odds on, I thought it was a very ordinary six last start in town, Goldfontein. More than happy to take it on. I think Bargeel's a good thing in race four.
Okay, currently at $2.80. You mentioned Goldfontein there at $1.90. So that's race four, number seven.
And race 8, number 2, Elzinger, is currently $17. This horse was terrific first up, running third. I backed it last start. It was big odds. I had something up there. Look, he just flopped out the gates. He showed no interest whatsoever. He tailed out four lengths last. He gave the horse no hope at all. It finished well to run seventh, not beaten that far. It jumps to 1590 metres here. It carries weight. It's an even race. It obviously drawn wide, but where the rail is, I think they'll run on today. It's certainly good enough to win. $17 each way in the last, number 2, Elzinger.
Okay, so that's race 8, number 2. It's $17. All right, so the two for Wangaratta, race 4, number 7, Bargeel, and race 8, number 2, Elzinger. Where are we tomorrow, Mark?
Sandown Hillside, Andrew.
Sandown Hillside we are. Overcast in Melbourne. Track is a good 4, and the rail's at 12 metres for tomorrow on the hillside, Mark.
Yeah, I think Lakeside's... It's in remission, I think, Lakeside.
Out of business, yeah. It's gone for a good spell. I think they've transferred meetings away, so we'll wait and see on the future of that. All right, mate, good luck today. We'll chat tomorrow about Sandown Hillside.
Thanks, Andrew.
Mark Hunter joining us there. So his best, certainly offering up some value there in race eight. Race eight, number two, El Zinger, currently at $17. And Bargiel, race four, number seven, a $2.80 chance. Righto, we're going now to Hong Kong because Gary Moore has answered our call bright and brisk in the morning, but he'll be up. He'll be on the road shortly if he's not already there to Sha Tin to catch up with Takedown. Gary, good morning to you.
Morning, Andrew. Morning, listeners.
Great to have you on the line, mate. When did you get in?
Yeah, I flew in last night, Andrew. I haven't seen the horse as yet, but the reports are fantastic. His body weight is back to 618 kilos. That's where he won the winter bottom at. So it's everything's going to plan.
Mate, the reports back here, did he put on a little bit of weight on the flight?
He held his weight on the flight. He only dropped a little amount of weight on the flight.
Yep, okay.
I mean, we made sure that we fed him up. I mean, he didn't have a long time to be fed, but, I mean, his weight was perfect when he left.
Yeah, fantastic. I know your son David's been looking after the horse and just watching a bit of his Twitter activity, and I know you sent me a video of a walk the other day. He doesn't seem like he's just 4 years of age.
No, he doesn't, not at all. I mean, he's a very laid-back horse, Andrew, as you can see the way, but he's got a great walk, he's got a great overstep, and, I mean, the horse is in as good form as what he was in Perth.
So what do you do, Gary? I know you're going to go out this morning, given the three-hour time difference. You're going to go out there and have a look. Do you pick out a day here shortly that he'll have a gallop on the grass?
He'll gallop in the morning, Andrew.
Okay.
He'll probably go four, home three. I'll have a look at him this morning. And like I mentioned, he's doing very well in the stable, so he's going to need a gallop a gallop in the morning, and that will probably be his final hit out before the big day on Sunday.
How are you?
Me?
Yes.
I'm feeling great.
I know it's Tuesday morning and you've got many mornings to enjoy with the horse before Sunday, but, gee, mate, this is exciting to take on the world's best, some of the world's best sprinters, and also your brother.
Oh, definitely. I mean, I rode many, many years in Hong Kong, and I did bring a horse over from Macau, and I won here an interport race between the Hong Kong horses and the Macau horses, and to come back... It's so early since I've been back in Australia and running in such a prestigious race and with such a good horse and going in there with a live chance, Andrew.
The barrier draw, very crucial on Thursday, Gary.
Definitely. Having ridden around this 1,200 metres many times, I said to Anthony Thompson, I said, listen, can you draw in five, please? He said, no, I'll draw four. I said, forget that. That means die, Chinese, so we don't want that one. hopefully we can draw a good number, and he's got good gate speed. He should be right beyond the lead and running.
Gary, many people be wondering, when did you ride there?
The last time I rode here was probably in around 1997.
Okay. And how long after did you retire from riding?
Soon after.
Yeah, okay.
I think my last ride here was in the Queen Elizabeth Stakes before it became an internationalised race.
Yeah. Gee, you know Sha Tin track then. You've been there, and I know Tim Clark, the full combination, Tim rode there for a period. So you've got the experience behind you here.
Oh, definitely. I mean, I've been very successful as a jockey. I mean, you've got a jockey like Tim Clark who's probably riding as well as anybody in Australia, and he's coming in on a high, and he knows the horse really well. So we've got everything in our favour to bring this... great race home to Australia.
Yeah, well, mate, we're going to be probably annoying you through the week, but everyone back here in Sydney and New South Wales just wants to hear about the horse and how he's doing and the barrier draws and things like that. So I really appreciate you taking our call. Now, just before I let you go, there's a two-year-old handicap on Saturday where Gary Moore's got a debuter off a really good trial win. Now, the first question I've got to ask you, how do you pronounce it?
All to Hoi Ying.
Hoi Ying, okay. All Hoi to Ying. Hoi Ying. The trial looked to be pretty good, Gary.
Very good, Andrew, very good. Clark got off and he's a conservative guy and it's a real good colt. So he's going to run on Saturday.
Yeah, fantastic. Where did you get him?
He's a half to happy trail from Andrew, and I bought him out of Adelaide for $150,000.
Okay.
And he's a tall horse, but he's got everything going for him. He's got good gate speed, and he really got to the line at Warwick Farm last week and left a nice impression.
Is he a potential then to make the Gold Coast?
That's the way we're going.
Yeah, okay. Righto. All right, all to Hoi Ying.
That's it. Well done. Beautifully pronounced.
Well, I've got to get one right. Gary, thank you for joining us, mate. We'll talk to you during the week, and I hope everything goes to plan for you, mate.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me on the show.
Good on you, Gary. Gary Moore joining us there, talking about takedown. Well, Gary Portelli is out at the Sydney airport about to fly to Hong Kong. Gary, good morning to you, mate.
Morning, Andrew.
You could just hear Gary Moore's excitement. How are you, mate, about to board a plane?
Yeah, good, mate. I'm ready to go. Obviously not quite as excited as Gary right now. I'm a bit concerned if we dead eat the race. Imagine what would happen. You drag me down that straight. I think I'd keep up with him.
No, I don't reckon you could, because even the other day in Perth, he was buggered, let alone I was just buggered watching him. anyway. Now, your horse has been there virtually 24 hours. I don't know whether you've, with this three-hour time difference, whether you've spoken to him this morning up there, but what's the report?
I'm just waiting to hear back from the boys now. They wouldn't be far off getting to the stables. They're not allowed to get to the stables till about 6:30, quarter to 7.
Right.
Up there, and he'll be working at 9:30. Just going for a nice, easy look around today. But we've got a blood report back from yesterday. His blood count is absolutely spot on after his trip, so he hasn't picked up any bugs. There was a little bit of dehydration, which obviously we sorted with... I think he had 5 litres of fluids when he got there yesterday, so he should be spot on. So, you know, I think we're in a good spot with him.
The main thing is that, and I mean, it's a flight, but you were well prepared for the horse losing a little bit of weight. But these horses rebound pretty quickly, don't they? And under the environment there with other horses around, it should be pretty good.
Yeah, look, he's already palled up with the other two horses that are in the barn that he's in, and... I think, you know, the fact that we're going up there this time of year in the winter time, it's a lot easier for the horses to recover. It's a bit cooler and, you know, they do a bit better when they get there after a long trip like that. So he should be fine by next Sunday, back to his hopefully 490 kilos, which is what he races at. And, more importantly, hopefully he draws a good gate.
I know you've had the trial back here and the like, but are you going to give him a gallop on the grass?
No, he's not a horse I do a lot with once I've got him fit, to tell you the truth.
Yep.
Andrew, it wouldn't matter if he was racing here or over there. He's done his work now, and I'll just taper off now and have him really, really want to get out there on the track next Sunday.
Yeah, I understand. What a thrill for all concerned, mate. I mean, have you pinched yourself a few times to realise now that you've got the horse in Hong Kong in great shape and... he's now just got to run. I mean, it's a great feat by both you and Gary. I mean, they're both coming off Group 1 wins. There's not too many other horses in the races in that race on Sunday that can say that.
Yeah, look, I've had a look at the form, and it looks like it's sort of a race where there's not a real dominant sprinter in the race. They're all good horses, but they can be beaten on their day, you know. So, and we're in that sort of category. You know, our bloke just needs luck in nearly every time he goes around because of his racing pattern, so... it's a race that if we drew well and we had the right amount of luck, I'm sure we'd be very competitive in without sort of getting too cocky. But it's obviously racing against horses from all over the world. But it's just, like you say, it's an absolute thrill. It's an honour. It's not something I aimed at. It's just something you'd always sort of in the back of your mind hope you to get an opportunity at some point during your career. And we've obviously been given the opportunity. And I always say if someone throws you the ball, you've got to try and score yourself.
Yeah.
Hopefully we've been throwing the ball.
Well, mate, we're going to be contacting you through the week. A lot of interest, obviously, back here in Sydney with all these horses, Rebel Dane and Takedown, and Benzini's the other horse that's in the stable, the New Zealander that lines up in the Vase. It won the Brisbane Cup earlier this year. So, mate, we wish you all the very best. I've got to ask you about one. I just did the same with the other Gary, about a two-year-old. You've got a colt called Falconic that's entered for Saturday. What's the thoughts there?
Yeah, he's another one heading to the Magic Millions, hopefully. It's a real scramble now, I'd say.
Yeah.
It's very hard to get these horses qualified because you don't really want to push your horses early. You want them sort of coming on now, but it seems like everyone's got one now, so it's a little bit hard to get enough prize money. In New South Wales in particular, I think, you know, you've got the Godolphin team who dominate a lot of them, two-year-old races that won't be in the Magic Millions.
Yep.
So it's a little bit more difficult, I think, for New South Wales horses to get into this race these days. I think Darley should be actually... put in a situation where they race against themselves Let us have a chance.
Hang on. I can just see O'Shea. He's just driven off the road.
Good. So it's very tough.
For a fleeting moment, I took you serious, and then I thought, no, you can't be saying that. How's he go, this colt?
He goes well. He finished off really strongly in his trial of the day, and he's a lady syndication, so we're really hoping to get him in. Obviously, the bonus is there for the first of the ladies.
Yep.
Syndicated horses, 300,000, I think, for the first one home.
Yep.
So we've got to do our best to get him in there because he's certainly good enough to get him for the race, but it's just a bit of a trick getting them in. They've probably got to win around 60,000. So if he's to win on Saturday, he's almost there.
Yeah. I reckon you'll get him with 40, mate. But you can't waste money, if you know what I mean. You've got to win it and get in.
Yeah. So if you just win one in town on Saturday, you're almost there.
Yeah.
And that's the thing, is that there's always some nice 2-year-olds around now, so you need a bit of luck. But he's a nice, big, strong son of the Coney. Great syndicate anyway. We've had a lot of fun so far with him, and I suppose at the moment the way he trialled today, we've all got the dream, and we've just got to hopefully he can do the job on Saturday for them. And a bit of a problem watching it though. I don't know how I'm gonna watch it again. Ben,
no,
can you help me out?
Yeah, no, just go to racingnsw.com.au and you'll be able to watch it, mate. That's my understanding.
No, I don't think you can. I think you can watch the replays.
Okay, well, I'll fix that up. I'll do something between now.
For me?
Yeah, I will. I'll geez, the pressure's right on
you're
now.
You're the man. You're the man for it. I know you're the man.
No, I'll try and find out the best way that we can do that for you. But mate, safe travels. I know you head off in a couple of hours. We'll talk to you. Sean will be on. I think the best time for us is ringing around lunchtime, our time, because then the horses have galloped and you know how they've gone. But mate, we'll talk to you through the week because there'll be many listeners just wishing you all the very best. We appreciate your time, Gary.
Thanks, mate.
Good on you. Gary Portelli joining us there from the airport, about to jump on a plane bound for Hong Kong, and we'll keep you right up to date right through the week. We were hoping to catch up with both Lindsay Smith and also Gerald Ryan out at the trials. Neither have answered this morning. I know Gerald was under the pump, but we'll wait and see what he does with Chauffeur, who's on the third line of betting when it was suspended for the Magic Millions race. Jeff Lloyd, he's just tried to ring me on the mobile. I'd been trying to contact him earlier, and he's just phoned us via the studio line. You're committed to getting on, Jeff. How you been,
How
mate?
You
I'm good.
I'm good, Andrew.
Mate, thank you for ringing the studio line. Unbelievable.
I liked you, but it just rang. So obviously you were talking.
I was talking on air to Gary Portelli. Hey, mate, I wish I was there to touch you. You must be. I just said the Portelli. He must be pinching himself to have a Hong Kong runner. What about you with the success you're having?
Yeah, I'm having a lot of success. It's good, isn't it?
Unbelievable, mate. Gone are the days of a bit of a health scare.
Yeah, that's behind me. Quite a long way away. Hopefully it stays away.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, mate, how good was winning Rupert?
Very exciting horse. We expected him to, at level weights, to win like that, you know, and you're still worrying. You still obviously get a bit nervous before the race that he's come back as good as he was as 2-year-old, but he was a lot stronger than what he ran against there.
You're riding a lot for Bjorn, but you're mixing it right up with so many trainers, Jeff. Have you locked away a Magic Millions ride at this early stage? I say early because it's still a few weeks away.
For the 2-year-old Magic Millions?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, no, not yet. Not yet. I liked the filly I rode the other day for Liam Bursley.
Yeah.
She's quite a nice 2-year-old filly, I thought. She won her second start. Just the act her name was.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know where she's going yet. She might be coming to the Wyong Magic Millions, I think. But, she's one that I've liked so far, yeah.
Okay, one there for Liam Bursley. What was the name of it, mate?
Sister Act.
Sister Act, there it is. One at the Sunny Coast. and it led all the way that day to win by a length. Has it raced since? It hasn't. No, that was the last start.
That was its last run, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So we'll watch for Sister Act. And the other one that I wanted to ask you about, Jeff, just in the minute or so that we've got, Man of His Word for Bruce Hill. The option is that horse could come down to Sydney and run in the Villiers. Bruce is discussing. What are you thinking about just the way he won on the weekend, coming off the pace?
Well, he's been a very unlucky horse due to where he's just a very difficult horse at work and races. He just does a lot wrong. Give him too much start. Tries to run behind horses. Runs, hangs out, runs away from horses. If you get on the outside, he's very difficult. But he got the race sort of what I'd always loved to try to ride him. On the weekend, always try to ride him like that. But it's the first time I've ridden him with a good draw over a little bit of ground, and it made it a lot easier that he could put himself in a spot, and it was much more improved tractably. So he won impressively. I've always thought a lot of him. He's a nice horse. He's definitely got a nice race in him.
Man of His Word, as I say, Bruce Hill's deciding whether to send the horse down to the Villiers on Saturday week. Hey, watch out this week, mate. We spoke to Michael Rodd earlier. The Origin Series begins at Eagle Farm on Saturday. We've got Tim Clark and Michael Rodd riding for New South Wales. McAvoy's up there. Michael Walker representing New Zealand. Great concept, this one, over the next few weeks in Queensland.
Yeah, it's great for the guys that are involved.
Aren't you involved? Isn't there a South African team?
No, there should be, eh?
No, there should.
But it was too late. Yeah, we're trying to get Glenn, myself and Robbie. But no, we're not involved, so we got to watch.
All right, well, you watch because you'll probably win every other race, mate. You're riding really well. You're just getting the horses into the right spot. And I'm so glad for everything that you've been through, mate. The way you've come back, it's just been incredible.
No, mate, thanks very much.
Good on you, Jeff, and really thank you for ringing our number. Jeff Lloyd there, leading Brisbane jockey, and sadly, just listening to him, not a part of the Origin Series, but I tell you, some good jockeys are, and it begins round one of the Origin Jockey Series at Eagle Farm this Saturday, and you can get more details by going to youbet.com, or you can check it out in your local form guide. But all the leading jockeys are there, apart from Jeff Lloyd and the South African team. That'll have to be fixed up for next year. After the news break, it'll be Tab Talk, and we'll be previewing the day-night cricket down at Canberra.
It's 4 minutes past 10. Good morning, I'm Leanne West. A man has died after being struck by lightning at the top of Mount Warning near Mwillimbah in the state's far north. It's believed he'd been camping at the summit with a woman when a storm struck the area just before 5 this morning. His companion is being treated for head and neck injuries. Early morning storms cut power to around 15,000 homes on the Gold Coast as they swept through southeast Queensland and northern New South Wales. A hotel patron was hit with a baseball bat as he was pushed to the floor during an armed robbery in the Hunter Valley.